Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord for that. Well, let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 to 15. For Christ's love compels us, constraineth us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Hallelujah. An unknown writer wrote, "When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty, not my own, when I see thee as thou art, love thee with unceasing heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe." Hallelujah. We all need, my dear brothers and sisters, a strong, compelling force to move on through life. Without this force, we become stagnant. We can be driven by many different motives: wealth, power, prestige. The Apostle Paul's compulsion was an intense awareness of Christ's atoning love for man, and the responsibility he felt to share this truth with others. The apostle was so gripped by Christ that he counted his own life as nothing in the light of that love. That's what is recorded in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Paul abandoned all ambitions as he sought to be a worthy follower and proclaimer of the divine love of Jesus. Who can do anything other than love Christ after personally experiencing his divine love? My dear brothers and sisters, our love relationship with Christ will be demonstrated by our obedience to him and the doing of his will for our lives, as recorded in John 15:10. This obedience is not motivated by a desire for reward or a fear of punishment. It is simply a response of love for all that our Lord has done for us and for what he means in our daily lives. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, let's be compelled and be gripped with the same passion as Apostle Paul was, that he was compelled to serve God and to keep him high in every aspect of his living. So let's pray that God will let our lives overflow with his love and joy. And I would encourage you to begin with your family and go on from there. Hallelujah. Let's love God and let's love God's creation, his people whom he has made in his own image. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. Abba Father, we know that we have the breath of God in our nostrils, that we are in the land of the living and for a purpose. A purpose is to live our lives in glory to God, live our lives worthy of his calling, live our lives, O Father, filled with the agape love of God in our heart and in our mind. And Father, Lord, that we will, O Father, as we are called to be ambassadors of Christ, I pray that Lord God Almighty will represent you correctly on this earth. I thank you, Lord, this morning you will, Father, O Lord God Almighty, fill us, O Lord God Almighty, with the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that we will never be the same. We need the supernatural power of your Spirit to love our brethren, to love our enemies, to love one another, to love God as well, Father, because in our strength and in our carnality, we fail to do so. But I pray that your grace will abound. You will, O Father God, give us, O Lord, fill us to the overflowing, that Lord will overcome our carnal natures, and Father will, O Lord, live in accordance to your word for the glory of your name. Thank you, Master God. We love you, we worship you, and we give you the praise. Today, Lord God Almighty, I lift up your flock into your hands as your people step out and they, Father, go to their jobs and to their businesses and run the errands for the day. I ask for your grace and glory to abound upon them. You will bless them, be with them, uphold them, with your right righteous hand. You will keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are your heritage. They are your people, O God. I also pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I pray you will come through, O Father God, for them. And Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And Father, we thank you for that. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you dominion. O Lord, and we honor you today for who you are, on what you are in our lives. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen.